The Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
Communicating. Keeping up foreign relations.
And Kale Hall.
You know, giving him the bird.
You know, the finger.
Yes, I know the finger.
The Rob and Kale Podcast.
I'm not ashamed. That's like one of the iconic movies of the 1980s there. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. My name is Rob. My podcast partner in the upstate is my buddy, Kale Hall. How are you doing, Kale?
Doing good. How's everybody doing out in YouTube land? Thanks for joining us tonight. If you're here, please hit the thumbs up button. Share the live feed to your favorite Facebook group, sports talk group, wherever you're at. Let's get the podcast out there because we got a lot to say tonight. Or at least I assume we do. It usually turns into something pretty good.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do because we enjoyed it last time. We're going to open up the phone lines and you can call in with whatever it is you want to chat about this evening. There you go. Phone lines are open at 803-470-2905 and they should be working perfectly. We have to talk about a couple of different things tonight, including reaffirmation that Tennessee is not very good with stuff that's going on up there. What's that?
So they got two players who probably won't play, who will probably be wearing the yellow jersey for, you know, ever, hitting the transfer portal. Yeah. To get the fuck out. They got two walk-ons leaving. So, like, they walked on, and Tennessee gave them an opportunity as a walk-on who wasn't talented enough to be, signed or given a scholarship. They weren't talented, and Tennessee was good enough to let them be on the football team, and now they're hitting transfer portal.
So, the two guys that were, I mean, I don't even know where to start with this, but two walk-on offensive linemen, Jacob Brigman and James Parsons, have entered the
draft. They sound like two ground movers.
Yeah, I know, right? Brigman is a native of Chattanooga, Tennessee, played his high school football. I don't even know what the hell that is.
Would that make him a Chattanoogan?
Is that what they call somebody from Chattanooga?
Would that make him a lookout?
I don't know. That's a good point, Jackpot. If you're from Chattanooga, tell us what you call yourself up there. I don't know. I have no clue what that is.
Hillbilly. I'm just kidding.
We could just go with hillbilly. That works. If you're in Chattanooga, you're a hillbilly. Anyway, he chose Tennessee over offers from Division II and Division III programs. The one young man did. So apparently he's not that good, but he's like, as far as being an SEC capable talent, but he had the opportunity at Tennessee and he was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out. Right.
I guess so. Chattanooga. I was right.
Well, there you go.
I'm sorry, Zach Tilly. I didn't mean to like this on you guys up there.
Hillbillies all the time.
Just getting into the moment. Well, I mean, he might have got offended by it.
Are you worried about offending hillbillies in Tennessee?
He said, all good. So, no, I'm not. And strike it. Never happened.
Oh, man. That's
Gator 2615 says, Begging Megan 1980, fuck Georgia. Y'all have the most talent and do nothing with it.
We've talked about that. We've talked about that. So,
well, I mean, they made the playoffs, so
yeah. The other thing with Tennessee is they apparently had issues with the ticket office, and I'm trying to bring up the story here. I talked about it a little bit today on the rundown, which I couldn't. I didn't have a whole lot of time today, but it's very interesting that basically to get a ticket to the Tennessee matchup. This weekend, tickets are upwards of like $300 to $400 because a lot of the old timers are buying their tickets. And
that must make them real old. They're the old timers.
Yeah. Thanks, Jackpot. I'm still trying to learn English here, Jackpot. You should be.
Well, you're not doing a very good job.
You were up there defending hillbillies from Tennessee, but you'll mock me because I say old twice in a sentence, sir.
We're old timers. Which don't make no sense.
We're supposed to be friends, sir. That's not cool at all.
We are, and friends correct each other. So I'm doing you a favor.
With that, though, they were told to go to the ticket office and call the ticket office, but the ticket office was like, they never got through. It was a disaster with what was going on at Tennessee. So, yeah, here you go. Baseball fans are furious. What essentially happened was, since the tickets are so impossible to get, they were told to call this phone number that apparently no one was at, and they never got through to the Tennessee ticket office. Some of the tweets that got out were pretty cool. All the donors and season ticket holders got up to 8 tickets for them to go sell for $100+ each, while the rest of us were put through phone lines like the Hunger Games with no winners. May the odds be in your favor. Isn't that the line from the Hunger Games? I have to ask the wife that.
Yeah.
May the odds be in your favor. May be forever, ever in your favor if you want to see these hillbillies play some football. What a mess that is. That's funny. 90 minutes prior to each game, standing room tickets will be sold, according to the Tennessee ticket office. And at same old Vols, let's give him credit, says, can you get a 21st century phone system the next time you try to pull this? I thought they had phones in Tennessee, Jackpot.
They did. They have soup cans and strings.
Oh, okay. 803-470-2905. Let's thank our sponsors, Callaway's Bar and Grill in West Columbia, Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. We appreciate them. If you're in West Columbia, go and check them out. Get you some wings, some cold beer, and video games. Oh, Ziggy's upset. Of course, CallawaysBarandGrill.com. Also, we have fireside chats with Uncle Jackpot if Ziggy doesn't eat him. These are from Dennis Wilson from DNC Trucking and Transport. Of course,
this is here
with Uncle Jackpot. Uncle Jackpot, read away.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. The South Carolina baseball team will host a super regional and not play in it. Not sure that's ever been done before. It's been 2,378 days since my team has beaten Clemson on the football field. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. Good stuff there from Jackpot.
Let me show you what this dog has done.
All right.
Probably over the course of the last 3 months, I got this leather couch.
Right.
I mean, it was nice at one point, and it's like 10 or 12 years old, so whatever.
Right.
When he was younger, he found a little spot on it, started licking and chewing on it. And I thought I had broken him of it, but I hadn't. And he chewed a hole in my couch. And it used to be like, I think you could get people to repair stuff like this, but I mean, it's a fucking couch, so I can't really take it out to get it repaired. And I don't think you have too many traveling couch seamstresses or seamsters, I guess, for the male term, there anymore. So let me just show you. This fucking dog is done.
Oh, hold on, Jackpot. This is going to be great. Hold on. There you go. The big picture there. So, and he's still eating. He's still eating your fucking couch, Jackpot. And you're letting.
I mean, how deep can it go? Yesterday morning, after he got out of bed,
I didn't see that.
He sleeps under my feet. He got out of bed the other morning while I was getting ready for it. He came in here. This motherfucker was actually laying in the hole that he has dug in his couch. I mean, it's a loss. Get out. of that. It's a lost cause at this point, right? I mean, sometimes sometimes you just gotta say fuck it, I give up. You know,
you're everyone loves the dog more than they love us. USC Insider says he must have some food in there, and Begging Megan says he loves Ziggy. I didn't think Begging Megan was capable of loving anything, but he does love Ziggy.
Apparently, he's turned off over New Leaf. So I'm gonna get rid of this and just pull. We have two recliners over on the other side of the room. Next weekend, when I'm off work, I'm going to get my son over here. We're going to take this to the dump, and I'm just going to get two fucking recliners.
Ta-da! Poor Jackpot. Poor
Jackpot. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do at this point. This dog chews up stuff. I mean, I give him toys, and he'll chew them up within, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And they say it's because the dog gets bored. I mean, and he does stay at home, you know, most of the day. But, I mean, I walk him. You know, I try to exercise him as much as I can, but God dang.
Well, Randall.
So I'll get the dog a bone, I get mine a couch. Huh.
Well, you're a giving guy, Jackpot. I'm surprised you're throwing the couch away. It should just be Ziggy's couch. Put it on the other side of the room, and that's where he'll be. That would make the most sense.
Well, I was going to get rid of it. The old lady said, it looks redneck. Mike, you don't say.
Wait. Come on now. With all due respect, she can't say that. That's not nice.
Well, she can say anything she wants, but...
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, shout out to Randall saying people in Tennessee really want to pay all their hard-earned cash to watch LSU beat up on them in their own backyard. You know, the LSU story on the college baseball front is like, if they can make the run, and I don't know. I mean, they've got some pitching. They've got some players. I don't know if they can beat Tennessee or not. But if they can make the run and win the College World Series and send their coach out, with that would be like one of those Disney movies, Jackpot. I mean, it really, really would be a big, big deal.
LSU's coach is retiring or something?
Right. He's retiring and they're looking for...
I wish ours would retire.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, but I don't think he's old enough, but...
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, he can take an early retirement. Shit, he might do that.
Well, you know, you never know. And as he says, Pat Casey, who's the coach at Oregon State, is the guy that is going to be supposedly going to be the new head coach. But he's got...
Believe.
Yeah, but he's got... This is the guy that supported the kid that had that was on the sex offenders list. You remember that kid back a couple of years ago, Jackpot? I'm pulling the story right now. But, yeah, this one of the more – his name was Luke Heimlich.
The kid who played for the Beeve?
Played for the Beeve.
What do you expect?
Here it is. So this guy is – he was a great pitcher for Oregon State. And let's see. I'm trying to figure out – when he was, I want to make sure I give the whole thing here. I had the story earlier and it's silly here. Yes.
Well, this is what kind of obscure stuff are you looking up?
I'm not, this isn't obscure. This kid was at Oregon State. They were a number one seed in the tournament. His name is Luke Heimlich.
Frank, if it has to do with Oregon State, it's probably obscure.
Yeah. So when he was 15 years old, according to court documents obtained, it's not clear whether he disclosed his conviction or not, but he's classified as a sex offender from what he did when he was 15. The coach stood behind him. So, but apparently he didn't tell anybody about it. So that's out there too. And I wonder though, if that's a good look because of what's going on at LSU right now with they've had the stuff with Darius Geis and did Ed Orgeron know that Darius Geis was did some things he wasn't supposed to do. And who was the grass eating coach? We found out that he was a pervert. He had co-eds in his condo and all that. And got, you don't remember this?
Grass eating coach at where? At LSU?
At LSU. The one that was eating. That's all I remember him by, is he's a grass eating coach. He was eating the grass on the sideline. It, you know who I'm talking about? No, he's the head coach, Les Miles.
Yes.
Les Miles eating grass. Come on now.
Yeah. Okay. But, I know what's.
He
okay,
lost his job in Kansas. Yeah, the Mad Hatter. He's a grass eating fool. I got video of that somewhere. But no, I mean, I think this is kind of not what you wanted LSU to have, the baggage that this coach has, but that's going to be who they go with. Should be interesting, to say the least.
You got these assistant coaches. I need to get their act together. You had that one, Clemson, Danny Pierman, him and his racial stuff, embarrassing everybody.
803-470-2905, 803-470-2905, if you want to call and join the show. Yeah, the stuff with Danny Pierman, I mean, that's, you know, I had LeVon Kirkland, who's going to be in the College Football Hall of Fame, on my show, and I asked him about Danny Pierman, and he said that he knows Danny Pierman, but Danny Pierman should probably be fired for dropping racial slurs in practice.
I was about to. Today, I was on the way home from work, and I caught most of, well, not most of, I caught a lot of the Walt show over here on 105.5, because I got into some traffic issues. My God, man. God, this guy was sucking the Clemson penis today, something fierce. I mean, and it got to the point where it made me about damn sick. He was talking about somebody had apparently pissed him off talking about SEC teams and how strong the schedule was, and he goes off on them off the rails and talking about the two most powerful teams during the college football.
Yeah, go ahead.
College football playoff eras, Alabama, and the toughest team that they play is Clemson. It's not anybody from the SEC. And
That's not completely true. I mean,
no, but just
a couple years ago, it was LSU.
He said, who would challenge Clemson in the SEC besides Alabama? Give me a break. Don't give me Auburn. And then he starts talking about, don't give me Texas A&M. Clemson's already beaten them twice. Don't give me Georgia. He said something about, but you know who does beat Georgia? No, he was talking about, he was going off the rails. It's like, Missouri? He was like, that's a garbage team that's won your garbage conference twice, which they won the division. But anyway, Florida's a garbage team. Ole Miss is a garbage team. He said, South Carolina's a garbage team. He said, how do they do when they play Clemson? Not too good. He said, you know who they do good against? Georgia? Yeah? And he starts going off on them. I'm like, my God. And somebody called in to try to, rebuttal him, I guess, or argue with him. And, brought up the point that every time you see the conferences ranked top to bottom, which one's always on top is the SEC. Which one's always, the bottom or near the bottom, the ACC. So how can you discern that they would run through the ACC or the SEC slate the same way as they would the ACC slate, given those statistics? And then he was just like, have a good day, John, or whatever, and he hangs up on him. I was about ready to call in and say, dude, you have a talk radio show, so let your guests talk. Let your callers talk. It's like he hangs up on and or blocks people that he doesn't want to hear an opposing point of view. Well, that's not radio talk.
Radio. Let's head out to the phones. Caller, welcome into the Rob and Kale Show.
What's up, Rob?
What's up, man?
Jackpot.
How you What's doing?
Up? I'm doing all right. Yeah, this is Randall.
Randall, how are you, brother?
Hey, Randall.
I'm doing good, brother. I just called in because about on the Matt Moscona show early at about 4 o'clock, the news had broke that it was only between Bianco and O'Sullivan, and O'Sullivan's got his all his, you know, BS with him, with his ex-wife and all those kids. And also they have that murder suicide going on around that program too, yeah, with O'Sullivan and he, but I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole.
No,
but,
that's depressing. Let's avoid that. We could talk about the fact that,
right,
apparently his ex-wife has a huge leaning upon him and doesn't want him leaving the state of Florida. That's relevant, but I don't want to talk about
right
murder suicide stuff, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah, me either. But so the deal was with Pat Casey is when LSU played Oregon State in the 2017 championship, Maneri actually opened a can of beans right before the game tipped off and Heimlich was supposed to be pitching and they yanked him from the game. Well, it come find out that the kid Heimlich was raping one of his own family members. I think it was a cousin or
right
somewhere along those lines. And
yeah, I mean, this was an over the top sexual thing. Okay. I mean, this wasn't, like he was peeing in the snow and they make you register as a sex offender. I mean, he had sex with someone in his family and raped them. That's what he did
multiple times
over several years and took a conviction for it. And yet was still no problem. Come play for us. That's not good at all. And we joke about and I give Georgia grief because, hey, they've got guys that, you know, got caught with pot and, you know, ripped the whatever the hell it is that they've done at Georgia. But nothing is as serious as that. This guy was raping someone and that's OK. I'm fine with it. That doesn't work at all.
So. Right. And as y'all already know, that LSU is currently, as we speak, they're under a Title IX investigation with the Les Miles deal. So
he's a pervert.
I trust Woodward. I believe that Woodward is the best athletic director in the country. I mean, you know, people can have their own say so about that. So I trust him. Do I agree with bringing Pat Casey in? And also, you know, Pat Casey had to know for sure. And the kid was so good that he had like an ERA below one. So he felt like he wanted to win a national championship. So he needed it. So he turned a blind eye to it. And, you know, if he wouldn't have been caught, who knows?
I don't want to, and I'm not trying to be combative with you about your program, but from what I gather, your coach right now is a coach that is very well respected. Would you agree on that?
Coach O?
No. Coach, Mel, your baseball coach. Coach Mel, I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Yeah, in Maneri, yeah.
Maneri.
In 15 seasons.
Right.
He's
never had one
off-the-field incident ever.
But then you go from that to this guy who had the issues with this other young man. That just, to me, he's just unhirable, in my opinion, for anyone. Mm-hmm. But that's, if you harbor that at all, and look at it from this perspective. The stuff that happened with the reason Les Miles lost his job at Kansas is because of shit he did at LSU. Think about that for just a minute. You know, so bringing something with that kind of baggage, it just doesn't work. But that's just me.
Yeah, the athletic director and Les Miles also lost their job. And I want to say, like, maybe even the president also lost his job at Kansas.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure, but I know it was the AD and Les both lost their jobs.
Yeah, man. Well, go ahead, man. What you got?
But that just goes to show, you know, I don't side. I'm not standing up for somebody who would, do anything like that or hide or something like that. But I guess it just goes to show you how, you know, serious LSU is about baseball. I didn't want to compete for a national championship, and I guess that. But I will tell you this, it's been brought up already, and in front of whoever, he's going to have to stand up and he's going to have to give a speech or a seminar about what happened with that situation to all the LSU fans and whoever. He's gonna, on national TV, he's going to have to talk about the situation.
Yeah.
Now, my question for y'all is, should the NCAA step in at that situation and say, no, you're not
able
to coach?
He wasn't convicted of anything, but it's just a question of judgment, in my opinion. So I mean, it's not like, you know, the coach was out there doing this, but the coach knew that he was convicted beforehand. And that's the thing that's over the top. Before he came to Oregon State, this happened. So I don't think the NCAA really can't say anything to him. They've been letting him coach it at Oregon State. Just because you decide to get out of the Pac-12 and come down to LSU. I mean, things happen to you. I mean, this happened in 2017. So, I mean, none of that'll happen, but I wonder if there's going to be people that, you know, they had a protest at LSU with, some of the female students that were there about women's rights and stuff like that. I wonder if that's going to happen again once people get wind of this. Now. Yeah, that's
like this just dropped within like the last 30 minutes. It just dropped. So I'm interested to see, how the community, of Baton Rouge and LSU, and especially the donors, take to that, because they were kind of iffy about the O'Sullivan situation with his wife and all that stuff. So,
yeah,
but it looks like from everything I've heard from multiple sources that Pat Casey's supposed to be the new coach here shortly.
Yeah. Well, Randall, hey man, appreciate you calling the show, and hopefully we'll have a good series with you guys in Tennessee. That should be, that's going to be one of the better series of the weekend, I think.
Go Tigers.
All right, man. Thanks for calling the show. All right. Phone lines are open at 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. You can call the program if you want to respond to that. I think that in the Me Too society that we have now, Jackpot, I mean, he's going to get called on the carpet for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you want him coaching at South Carolina if you knew that? If it was the same thing?
No, we got enough problems.
Yeah, we got enough problems.
We got presidents out here calling the fucking place California, for God's sakes. I mean, yeah.
Well, they got rid of him.
What does matter? I mean, the stigma, yeah.
The stigma of it, yeah. I want to get, we can get into this for just a quick moment here. Do you want to do the Louisville story, or do you want to do the emails from, that Ray Tanner got with Will Muschamp? Which one do you want to do, Jack?
Let's take a look at these emails. We already know Louisville's fucking.
Louisville's a shithole and their coach is a liar. Mm-hmm. So these are, some of the emails that, were got by the state newspaper through a Freedom of Information Act. And some of the emails that went to Ray Tanner about Will Muschamp. One 30-year member of the Board of Trustees, Mac Whittle, says that, make sure I give you the whole thing here. Quote, on Thanksgiving night, this is on Thanksgiving night in 2020, quote, you need to go get him and not screw around. Nothing good happens when you wait or hesitate. Him, of course, is referring to Shane Beamer. So, there were big talks about that. And then 30 minutes later, he urged Tanner to, quote, not to screw around in an even more direct second email. So you've got the Board of Trustees that are doing their thing, sending emails when everything is kind of in the crapper there for Will Muschamp. He'd already been fired, but it was still they're going to hire. You know what I mean?
Why are they so influential on, I don't know. Why is some 30-year guy named Mac
Whittle. There we go.
What the fuck does he know about hiring a damn football coach?
Apparently not much. Welcome into the show. Good evening.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Megan.
Hey Megan. Hey, sir. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? I wasn't planning on calling in and giving you guys BS as usual, but and I know you just said you don't want to get into what happened, that crazy crime there surrounding O'Sullivan, which was none of his fault, none of his doing whatsoever.
Right. I just think, and I'm not trying to. I mean, people can call and talk about whatever they want to talk about on the program. That's just when someone has died and it's murder, suicide. I don't want to hear that. Sucks. You know,
it's not actually. It's nothing as far as details like that. I just call it because it's a crazy, crazy coincidence. I actually grew up with that guy, perpetrator. We actually had a mutual girlfriend at one time. It's a crazy coincidence.
That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, I have to read this super chat to you because someone sent the super chat just for you, sir. It says from Gatortooth 615, Begging Megan, hope you enjoy sitting on that bar stool upside down with your three UGA fans. Hashtag sugar in the tank. Love y'all show, Jackpot and Rob. Well, since you're on the phone, would you like to respond to Gatortooth, who sent us $5 to make sure that we read that to you, sir?
Well, I'm looking out my windows, wondering where he could be, where he could see that. It's kind of spooky, you know. You think you're safe, and the next thing you know, somebody's obviously watching
you. You think you're safe, and then somebody's out there peeping at your bar stool.
Yeah, I told him, hey, it's 2021. Do not judge. That's the rule now. You know that, right?
Well, it's also Pride Month. So, we can't make fun of folks during Pride Month. Come on now.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Les Miles, away from all the trash he got involved with, guys, I don't know if you recall, he had to be one of the luckiest on the face of the earth that 2007 season.
Is that the year they won the national title?
Yeah. Okay. But there were a few games there that he actually made terrible calls in the last few seconds of the game, and it always worked out in his favor. That fake field goal against Florida, was that 2007? Was that their championship game?
Yeah, I'd have to.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember if that's the exact season or not.
But yeah, that ball, you could run that play 1,000 more times, and that ball would never bounce like that again. It bounced like a basketball. It went perfectly straight, and the play wasn't even designed to bounce. I mean, the guy running behind the holder was supposed to catch it in the air, but he caught it on a bounce, and it bounced perfectly to him, which is just uncanny.
They ran that play against the Gamecocks, Rob. You remember that?
Now, the one that's the one where he just flipped it over his shoulder.
Right.
Yeah. Is that the same play? Yeah. Well, I remember that. And I remember the look on Steve Spurrier's face was like, the look was, you motherfucker, you got me. I mean, so because the Gamecocks weren't playing that bad in that game. But yeah, that was Les Miles is an idiot. I mean, let's just be completely honest. You can't be a football coach at that level or any level, for goodness sake, and co-eds to come back to your condo. What the hell is that? You can't do that. And then he lied about it and said, oh, that never happened. And that basically what ended up costing him his job in Kansas. So, and he's the most Power 5 program in the country. And they're like, no, we don't want any of that shit. You got to get the hell out of here. Think about that.
Yeah.
So that's a mess.
Well, he was known for rolling the dice on the field. Apparently, he did it in real life as well. So
he was just a creep. Just the stuff. And I can say that because of the stuff that I read. What an absolute. Shit. You might eat him. What else you got for the show there, Begging?
Well, you were mentioning Saban in your show earlier today. You were mentioning Saban's scheduling, patting yourself on the back and
not really a patting myself on the back. It was more of along the lines of I think that, and once again, I put that together to show that I think everyone is going to eventually be doing that. Alabama scheduled home and home with Boston College. They've got home and home with Oklahoma. I think everyone's going to do that, and we're going to get away from neutral site games. It's going to be on campus games with Power 5 teams when they expand the playoffs.
Alabama so, scheduled a home and home with who?
Where?
Today it was with Boston College.
What a ballsy move.
Jackpot, the point is that they're scheduling Power 5 teams, and they're not scheduling Charleston Southern and the Citadel. I mean, it's a step
up. Yeah, they're making sure they're not raising the bar too fucking high there.
I didn't get a chance to look at Georgia's schedule. I'm assuming that the Bulldogs are going to do the same thing. I would think that they started
doing that 3 years ago. They started scheduling like in 22, they play Oregon. In 23, they play Oklahoma.
Yeah, but
I think in 25, it's UCLA. They play Texas, FSU.
Georgia's doing that.
Yeah, the most teams are
playing Clemson a bunch.
I think I look, and we goof a lot, but you know, it's closer to from Clemson to Athens than it is Clemson to Columbia. Clemson and Georgia should be playing every year. I know that all the Gamecock fans, all the Gamecock fans get pissed off, and that's our rivalry. We need to stop giving South Carolina a freaking Super Bowl. Every time they play that game, it is their absolute season.
Well, I mean, what are you giving Georgia? Since apparently, I mean, you think you're so much superior to.
Look, I'll tell you what we're giving Georgia. We're battling Georgia for recruits. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, you might have a fight on your hand for recruits right now. So yeah.
I do want to point out one thing. You just were clowning on Alabama, saying that at least they're not scheduling the Citadel. And right now, who did you play your second game of the year last year?
The Citadel, sir, if you've been following along.
Okay.
If you've been following along, I've been playing an in-state team to help as far as helping out their program, that's different. The idea is to schedule two right. Power Five teams, and then you can schedule I like the idea of having nine conference games, two Power Five teams, and one team that you help in your state. So with Georgia, you guys can play Georgia State or who the hell ever. And then that way you keep the money within your state instead of bringing in a cupcake from way the hell out from, I don't know, wherever.
Well, like with the Gamecocks this year, doesn't it count? We don't play two out of conference Power Five teams, but one of our out of conference games is against an aspiring Power Five team on the road.
South Carolina's beefed their schedule up. They're adding Virginia Tech, North Carolina. I mean, I just think that's
going
to be
in 2025. We're going on the road to out state.
Jackpot, will you read that super chat there for Begging Megan? Because Gator 2 spending all of his money, man.
Begging Megan, I know you like the Vienna sausage, bro. It's all good. It's a standard UGA requirement.
I mean, the man paid $5 for Jackpot to read that, sir. That's all we got.
Yeah, you guys are getting rich while I'm on the phone here. That kind of upsets me. And I'm taking all the.
I'd rather do that. I'd rather read that all day long than what I do for day job.
Well, anyway, I just think that's what's going to happen, especially with the playoffs expanding. You've got to have those Power Five wins. I think they're going to be really, really important. And Alabama and everybody is leading the way. They're going to start doing that.
Yeah, there's no question about that. But my point was Kirby actually started doing it as soon as he came into Georgia. He had gotten with the athletic program and let them know the way he thought it was going to go, and they started scheduling the Oklahomas and the Texases and the UCLAs.
Well,
it just doesn't make as much news as when Saban does it, is my point.
I mean, that is a fair statement, sir. But one thing that hinders Georgia is that your rival sucks. Georgia Tech is a shithole. They need to be better, seriously. And
well, they're in the ACC. What do you expect?
That has absolutely nothing to do with it, sir. Georgia Tech has a national title, in 1990? That's long after your last one. So let's slow the roll on that a little bit.
Who's the better program?
I don't give a shit. That doesn't matter. What matters is that they have
actually,
the potential.
They didn't win an outright national title.
They have a national title. They're claimed as national champions.
By the way,
shared it with fucking Colorado. How down was that damn year?
Yeah.
Colorado team was pretty good. Anyway.
That was the weirdest year, I think, in
that
college
was the fifth, football. That was the fifth down great. Colorado did, team.
I'm not being a smart ass here, but did Georgia Tech beat you guys that year? I honestly don't remember.
Well, it was 1990, so I'm assuming they did. I don't know that for a fact, but weren't exactly on top of the world in 1990.
Georgia lost a lot back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Goff. I think that was Goff's first year, if I'm not mistaken. So that was not a good time in Georgia football history.
Second.
All right, anything else from the show, sir?
No, that's it. I'll let you go.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling the show there, Begging Megan, who – we might have to. We made $10 off Begging people saying shit to Begging Megan, Jackpot.
If we made $10 off everybody in this chat besides him right now, we'd have an additional $230.
Imagine that. All right, so I want to get back. I got a couple more of these email things
Jason
I want to.
Taylor said apparently that year they lost to Georgia Tech 40-23. Damn, huh. I got housed.
Yeah. Well, as Began said, they weren't on top of the world, and they can blame that on Ray Goff. So there's that. I've got a couple more emails
but
I want to.
You did it with Vince Dooley's recruits.
Do they use that?
I don't know. I said, wouldn't Goldberg have been on the team back then? He was badass.
RMF Tide says, in some years, Bama has two Power Five out-of-conference opponents. Look, I understand that, but I'm talking about – I gave Alabama credit today. Calm down, brother. Okay? I'm talking about scheduling the home-and-home. That's what I'm talking about. They're doing that now instead of playing at neutral sites. Alabama, and then here's the shocking part, Jackpot. They're going to Chestnut Hill first. So it's not like Boston College is going to go down there and get the shit beat out of them. Boston College will play Alabama first at home, and then the following year,
so they're going to get it pushed in nice. In the snow one year, and then
it might be hot up there. Be a bunch of Tom Brady jerseys up there. Like, what is this Alabama team? What is that?
I guess so, if it's in September, maybe.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think that's what's going to end up happening there. All right, so I got a couple of more of these emails here about Will Muschamp that's absolutely hilarious. This one is about, remember the whole thing about Jeff Monken, the coach at Army, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, all the Gamecock fans are like, we can't have that guy. Holy shit.
Yeah, oh, my God, they were,
ugh. One donor wrote, if you need my financial support with hiring a new head football coach, let me know. I'm willing to go as high as five figures in support for the right candidate. Under no circumstances will I financially support a decision to hire Monken. And then here's the kicker, Jackpot. Monken himself appears only once in the emails on November the 23rd. Monken emailed Caslin a link to a promotional documentary touting the success of Army football. Caslin forwarded that to Tanner, writing simply, Ray, FYI. So basically, hey, Ray Tanner, here's what the Army football program does. Jackpot, are you okay over there? I don't know what happened there. No. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Jackpot's frozen up a little bit. All right, hold on. Let's hopefully he'll come back over here. Hold on, let me remove Jackpot and we'll re-add him. Let's see if that does the trick. See if that gets him back in the mix. There we go, Jackpot. I don't know what happened with you over there, buddy.
No, anyway, you're freezing up.
I don't know why I'm freezing up. It's going through clear over here. All right. Let me read this to you one more time, okay? Monken sent an email to Caslin, President Caslin, with a promotional documentary touting
the success of California.
Yeah, President California. And then about how great Army was. Caslin forwarded the video to Tanner, writing simply, Ray, FYI. Like, you need to know how good the Army program was. Holy shit. Jackpot, you want to read this super chat from Gator 615?
Y'all have the best show. Love what y'all do. Glad to support it. I will keep paying. All you have to do is ban Miss Began Megan. Now we can't do that.
Blake wants him banned too. Man, what has Beg and Megan done?
I don't know, but I mean, we got to have, I mean, but variety is the spice of life, and you got to have some opposing points of view. Otherwise, it's no damn fun.
He's the only Georgia fan I know that can string together complete sentences.
That's true.
Do you know any other Georgia fans that can do that? I don't.
Lou?
Well, yeah, Lou. I forgot Uncle Lou. Sorry about that, Uncle Lou, if you're listening to the show. One other note here. This is when Will Muschamp.
Jordan Bowman says Colorado needs to give their 1990 championship back. I agree with that. They lost. Right. They fucking lost.
Yeah. 10-05.
They lost to Missouri. They were not undefeated. They lost to Missouri. You don't get five downs to score inside the 10. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let's go out to the phones here. Good evening. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. What's on your mind?
What up, boys?
What's up? How are you?
This is Gator Tooth.
Gator Tooth, we appreciate your super chats, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, Begging Megan, I don't know, man. I'm going to have to meet him up. Beat that ass, son. I call it good fun, honestly.
Yeah, we don't want our show to be the cause of, you know, people getting together and scrapping. You guys could get together and tailgate and have a beer, I'm sure. I mean, you know, you could talk about how we could watch Florida's national championships, the last couple that they had in HD.
At least there are in color.
No way, bro.
There you go.
Hey, there's that. Florida's winning the national championship this coming up year, so.
Really? In what? In basketball or?
They'll lose to Frank Martin's team, so they.
Amateur ain't gonna be Clemson.
They can't beat him.
You might be. I don't know if the offense for Clemson will be national championship elite. I think the defense will, but. You mean that's a ballsy statement.
Neck roll? I don't know about that, man. He's going to get ejected.
Well, that let's slow our roll a little bit there. I think Clemson's got the best defensive line in the country. Yeah, you're right about that. He can't go. He gets ejected all the time.
Gamecocks defensive line is not too shabby.
That's right. You can just sit down. It's all good, bro. You just need to hold on.
Hold on. You said Florida's going to win the national title. What makes this Florida team really good? Because remember the last Florida team that won a national title? I mean, you had, of course, Tim Tebow and Aaron Hernandez was probably killing people. I mean, you had some great players.
Tebow's about to win the, you know, he's in the, at, with the Jaguars.
Yeah. They did that to sell some jerseys
with Trevor Lawrence.
Well, I mean, not this year. They'll be lucky to win 6
games.
You think
he could complete a pass to the right colored jersey? Because I heard that Trevor Lawrence threw a couple of pick sixes in minicamp the other day. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that. I mean, are we really going to talk about
Trevor Lawrence got hurt the other day, honestly, and everybody's calling for Tebow to be the backup quarterback. So he pulled a hamstring or something.
Nobody's doing
to get in there. I mean, you know. Lord, have mercy.
Gator Tooth, tell us what's so great about this Florida team, man. You got to have something there, buddy.
Jeffrey
so
Jones. Dude.
Honestly, I'm talking shit. I'm just having a good time. I love my Florida Gators. And I think Emory Jones, and they'll be okay. We'll see. I don't know if they can beat Alabama or anybody like that. But I do think they're going to beat Georgia. So I'm going to put that out there.
So you'll stand behind
Uncle Lou,
that. That's not
my
just
dick,
goofing,
motherfucker.
I don't.
I'm saying that, Uncle Lou. I love Uncle Lou, but Florida's beating Georgia this year again.
With what?
With no,
putting that out there. You can make a stinger. Tell him. Let's go,
Rob. Did you happen to watch the SEC East preview video I did the other night?
I watched some of it. I didn't get to watch all of it because that video, Jackpot put some work into that video. That video is like an hour long.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, I get disappointed when I do those kind. And it's only got like 700 views. But then I talked about fucking Arch Manning for 3 minutes, and I've got like 5,000 views. I'm like, it's crazy.
Jackpot, I got questions for you, bro.
Shoot.
You hear it?
Yeah, what you got?
How can you be a Gamecock fan, bro? I'm curious. I respect you. I love your videos. I followed you for years, I swear.
I mean,
I just started calling in. Like, I love your stuff, but
why not? I mean, every team goes through their ups and downs.
Jackpot, what made you a Gamecock fan? What? I mean, what? You woke up one day.
It breaks my heart that you love them so much and they suck so bad.
It sucks so bad. I mean, hell, they would have beat your team last year if we had a coach who knew what clock management was. I mean, let's just be real.
Oh, you know what?
I mean, he's down by two touchdowns, and they're back and forth with 10 minutes to go, and he starts running the fucking ball up the damn middle like an idiot. I mean, we could have, yeah, I don't know. I was born into it. Just, yeah.
Would have, should have, would have, you know.
Well,
all right, Gator Tooth, I'm putting you on record saying you think Florida is going to beat Georgia. We're going to hold you to that, sir. We're going to hold you to that. And I tell you what, if Georgia beats you need to make sure you call that back.
I'll call back in. Okay. Yeah,
that sounds great.
I'll call back in.
Because I'm sure Beg and Megan will be on here singing Blondie's Call Me from, you know, at the top of his lungs.
Oh, yeah. I wish y'all could pair me and Beg and Megan together so we could go at it.
That's not going to work.
That's your arch nemesis.
That's your arch nemesis is Beg and Megan. Well, we might entertain the idea of the week of that game.
Every time y'all have a show, I'm just saying, every time y'all have a show, me and Beg and Megan go at it. So that's my arch nemesis.
Well, we might do something for cocktail party week and bring you on the show. We could do that, couldn't we, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a problem being on camera?
Me? No.
Yeah, you. No. Well, Beg and Megan may be like, fuck that. I don't want people seeing me, but we can work something out.
Oh, yeah, because he's probably a ugly ass motherfucker. I'm sure he is. I'm a young dude.
What? This guy's young. It also means I'm pretty.
Him and his buddies are sitting on a bar stool upside down, you know, with their buttholes on them.
Oh my God.
I'm sure he would have a problem being on camera.
Well, we can extend that to Beg and Megan for the week of the cocktail party game.
Extend it because I want that. Let's go.
We'll put you on you'll have your own. You can use your iPhone, smartphone, whatever, and we'll bring you up and you two can have some back and
forth. Let's make some bets. I'll make some bets with him.
Sergeant AR10 over on YouTube says the only thing Red Chicken fans are good for is making excuses. Yes, that and laughing at Georgia fans after we trample on their hedges.
I like the idea of would you if Georgia wins, would you shave your eyebrows live on the show?
What is he gonna do?
Well, I mean, we'll have to get him to put his eyebrows up too. I don't know. I mean, Beg and Megan might do it. He might not. I don't know. He may have this thing about his eyebrows.
If he agrees, I'll agree. How about that?
All right. Well, that sounds – that's just an idea. We could shave your heads. We could do whatever. Jackpot and I are going to have a creative thing that we have in our pick'em challenge.
Yeah. For real. Create something that y'all want to do, and if he's okay with it, I'll do it if we lose.
We're going to have something on that Kentucky game.
Adam says you have to shave your man bun.
I don't have a man bun. So.
That's just what he said. I got a beard.
I got a beard and a shaved head, so I'd have to shave my beard.
Well, then we could be twins.
Yeah. Jackpot, you're just an older version of him because he's a young guy. That's all.
That's right. He's good looking. He's pretty.
All right. Hey, man, thanks for calling the show, and we appreciate the super chats. Thank you so much, brother.
Yeah, man. Set it up.
All right. Well, Beg and Megan, you've been called out, brother. Put your eyebrows on the line for the cocktail.
It's an eyebrow versus eyebrow match. It's like 1980s Jim Crockett promotion. The hair versus hair match.
No. He doesn't have any hair. He's putting his eyebrows up. We get to watch you shave them live on the show.
I remember back in the 80s, in Mid-Atlantic wrestling, you know, the Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant versus Paul Jones, a hair versus hair match. We're going to have an eyebrow versus eyebrow game.
Hey, thank you, Gator. Hey, appreciate
it,
buddy.
I love y'all's show, man.
Thank you,
y'all,
brother.
Y'all are awesome. Love your show. Both of y'all. I listen to you, Rob, every day. So,
well, thank you, man.
When he makes videos,
yeah.
Let me know. I ain't scared. I'll fucking do it.
Thanks, man. So he's gonna put up He's gonna put up his eyebrows. Oh shit, jackpot just fell.
I didn't go in the damn hole.
He fell in the hole that Ziggy made, ladies and gentlemen. That's what happened there.
Get up here, buddy.
Phone lines are still open, 803-470-2905. The Sunday after the Ole Miss game, jackpot, Chance Miller, who is South Carolina's senior deputy athletic director, sent the following email to Will Muschamp. We're going to keep some of these because they're doing a lot of them through the state newspaper. Now, I want to give a shout out to Ben Portnoy and the folks for getting these up over there. But this is the email, probably the last email that Will Muschamp got as the coach of South Carolina. Here it goes. Will, please find the attached termination letter as required by your employment agreement. Please let me know if you have any questions. They didn't even tell me. Step into my office, you're fucking fired. It's here. Get out.
They gave him. So I sent him a FedEx.
They sent him a FedEx and said, get out. Tom Brady says that I should put up my eyebrows for week one. Man, my eyebrows are luscious, sir. My eyebrows are perfect. You can't have my eyebrows. And Kale should put up his beard. Ugh. Jackpot can't put up his beard. But yeah, everybody wants your beard, jackpot.
I'm just like a couple years into this thing, you know. I haven't been able to have one of those for that long, so nah, probably not going to be wagering that.
Well, I want to put out there for Beg and Megan and for Gator Bait that sent us Gator Tooth, I'm sorry.
Gator Bait.
I don't know why I'm thinking Gator Bait. Sorry. That's why you're here. The friends correct each other. I remember now. Yeah. Reach out to me via Facebook or on Twitter, however you want to do it. On Twitter, I'm at Rob Sounds Good. If you're in or not. Now, don't be giving me this. It's very simple. Don't be asking me conditions. Gator Tooth already said he's in. Okay? If Florida beats Georgia, then you get to shave your eyebrows live on the show. If Georgia beats Florida, Gator Tooth's going to shave his eyebrows live on the show. There you go. We're going to have that set up for you. So there's that.
Quick thing too. Also, if you're not subscribed to the Mark Rogers channel over here on YouTube, college football. If you, I'm not sure if you know who that is or not, Rob. But Saturday night, yeah, he and I are going to be recording a bit. I'm talking about South Carolina football. Not sure when he's going to post it, but you all make sure you're checking his channel out for that, because I'm sure that'll be entertaining.
Well, I've got two last things before we get out of here. Tomorrow on the rundown, we will have WWE superstar Rhea Ripley joining me on the rundown. By the way, Google who Rhea Ripley is. Rhea Ripley is an absolute star. She's going to be joining us on the rundown tomorrow. So if you're into the WWE, be sure to check out tomorrow's show.
Blake Robinson says, jackpot, let's hear that Ric Flair Gamecock call you're going to let out at ECU. Think about that. Okay. I might have told the story. I just told it just you. So last week, I've been trying to get tickets to the South Carolina versus East Carolina game, and I've been looking on StubHub, and the cheapest thing there is like $147 for tickets in the fucking upper deck at Dowdy Ficklin Stadium. I'm sorry, not paying that.
You got four tickets for like $150.
Okay.
You told us.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you. Okay. So a guy sends me. He's sending me a voucher for four tickets,
right?
To any home game, okay. And then you know he told me, you know, I gotta wait till I get it from the ticket office at East Carolina. They're notoriously slow. I'm like, great. So Friday he told me that he had gotten it, and I gave him an extra $10 to send it first class. Now keep in mind, the first correspondence I had with this gentleman, I told him that I was a South Carolina fan. Okay. So Monday, the thing gets here. It's in the mail. So I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck it. Yes. I'm salivating and everything. I open it up, rip it open. And here's the letterhead, and it's got the American Athletic Conference logo down here. I should have sent it to you so you could screenshot it, put up on the door. And inside is a gift certificate worth $200, and it's paid out to the American Red Cross. Apparently, the guy that I bought the thing from is affiliated with them somehow. I don't know. But it does say on there, expires November 27th, 2021. And it's from East Carolina. It's got their letterhead on it. It's got the pirate logo and all this on there. It says, good for 4 tickets to any home game, parentheses, except South Carolina.
Hold on.
I'm mad. I'm just a little bit perturbed.
Yeah. So I sent him an email and I'm like, look, dude, I'm like, I told you I was a South Carolina fan. First thing, that's the first thing that we talked about. So I'd like a refund. Huh? And I'll send this back to you so that you can try to sell it to someone else. So he does email me back. He's like, geez. Okay, send it back, and I'll get you a PayPal refund. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I need your address, because when he sent it to me, he didn't put his return address on here. I'm like, why are you trying to be so secretive, motherfucker? So he's finally the next day, which when you email with people on Craigslist, it just goes to your email. It's on some kind of mail relay or something. He sends me his damn address, and I put it in the mail today. Sent that shit back up there. I'm like, well, fuck, I was hoping, I didn't even know if he would damn respond to me or not when I emailed him Monday, because I'm like, okay, well, I'm making plans. I guess I'm going to have to post this on a Craigslist in North Carolina somewhere and try to save face and sell it. And I look, and like the only other good home games they have are like, they play Tulane, whoopity-doo, and then they do have a home game at the end of the year against Cincinnati. I mean, that should be interesting. Cincinnati's good.
What do you know? You remember the guy's first name?
Bob.
Well, Bob, if you are following the show, which hopefully you are, you need to send Jackpot back his tickets, or we may have to come to your house, Bob, and just play this song on a loop. Exactly.
Well, he knew what he was doing. I guess he'll send me my money back as soon as he gets that voucher back. But I'm like, I specifically told you I was a South Carolina fan, so I don't know. I mean, I'll take the guy that face value and figure that he didn't know. I mean, they don't play South Carolina every year, so it's not like I don't know.
Strange.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, we've had a great show this evening. Thanks to Gator Tooth for doing his stuff. And
Thank you. You almost supported us tonight.
Yeah, you made the stream worthwhile this evening. So he's also putting up his eyebrows to Beggin' Megan, who may not show up until after the game.
He's offering up his innocence.
His innocence.
So don't all pay right. him back in scorn.
Appreciate you guys joining the show. We'll see you on Sunday.